#Introduction. Welcome to Stage 1 of Data Analytics for Business Leaders, a user journey for vice presidents in financial services. In this stage, we will explore the foundational concepts of data analysis crucial for effective decision-making in the financial services sector. Understanding data is not just a technical skill. It's a key driver of strategic business outcomes. So, let's embark on this journey together. Enhancing your career advancement potential through a solid grasp of data fundamentals. Main content. Introduction to data analysis. Data analysis is the process of inspecting, cleansing, transforming, and modeling data with the goal of discovering useful information, drawing conclusions, and supporting decision-making in financial services, where every decision can have significant ramifications. A thorough understanding of data analysis is not just beneficial, it's essential. Imagine making a strategic decision based on solid data insights rather than intuition alone. This stage will arm you with the knowledge to do just that. For instance, when a bank analyzes loan performance data, it can identify trends in repayment behavior, helping mitigate risks associated with future lending. Importance of data in decision making. In today's fast-paced financial environment, the importance of data cannot be overstated. Data serves as the backbone for strategic initiatives, risk assessments, and performance evaluations. For instance, consider a financial institution leveraging customer data to tailor personalized offerings. This data-driven approach not only enhances customer satisfaction but also drives profitability. The ability to analyze and interpret data effectively will position you as a leading decision maker in your organization. Moreover, data can help predict market trends, allowing leaders to make proactive adjustments to their strategies. Key terminology. Data, information, metrics. To navigate the world of data analysis, it is crucial to understand the terminology. Data refers to raw facts and figures without context. Information is processed data that provides meaning. Metrics, on the other hand, are quantifiable measures used to gauge performance or progress. For example, customer satisfaction scores are metrics derived from data collected through surveys. Understanding these distinctions will empower you to communicate effectively with your teams and stakeholders. Additionally, knowing how to transform data into actionable insights will help you present compelling arguments for your strategies. Understanding data types. Qualitative versus quantitative. Data is typically categorized into two types, qualitative and quantitative. Qualitative data describes characteristics or qualities. Think customer feedback or employee interviews. Quantitative data, in contrast, represents numerical values, like revenue figures or transaction volumes. Both types are invaluable in financial services. Qualitative data can reveal customer sentiments, while quantitative data can highlight trends and patterns. Recognizing the value of both types will enhance your analytical capabilities. For example, a financial services firm might use qualitative data from customer interviews to understand dissatisfaction, while quantitative data from transaction records can reveal usage patterns. Data collection methods. Surveys, interviews, observations. Collecting the right data is critical for effective analysis. Common data collection methods include surveys, interviews, and observations. Surveys allow you to gather large amounts of data from numerous respondents, while interviews provide deeper insights into individual perspectives. Observations offer real-time data collection, particularly useful in customer behavior studies. Each method has its strengths, and understanding when to use each is key to gathering actionable insights. For example, A bank might use surveys to assess customer satisfaction with online services, but follow up with interviews to explore specific issues in more depth. #The data analysis process. Steps involved. Finally, let's discuss the data analysis process, which typically involves several steps. Defining objectives. Collecting data. Cleaning and preparing data. Analyzing data. And interpreting results. For instance, if you aim to evaluate customer satisfaction, you'd start by defining what satisfaction means, followed by collecting relevant data through surveys, cleaning the dataset to remove inaccuracies, analyzing the data to draw conclusions, and finally interpreting the results to inform strategic decisions. An example of this could be a financial institution that defines satisfaction criteria, collects data from various sources, cleans the data to ensure accuracy, analyzes it to identify trends, and interprets the findings to enhance their customer service strategy. Mastering this process is vital for effective data-driven decision-making. #Conclusion. In conclusion, understanding data fundamentals is a powerful tool for business leaders in financial services. Throughout this stage, we have explored the significance of data analysis, the importance of key terminology, the differences between data types, effective data collection methods, and the structured process of data analysis. By mastering these concepts, you are well on your way to making informed, data-driven decisions that can propel your organization forward. #Reflection questions. 1. How can understanding the difference between data and information enhance your decision-making process? 2. In what scenarios might you prefer qualitative data over quantitative data, or vice versa, in your role? 3. Reflect on a recent decision you made. How could a structured data analysis process have influenced that decision? Thank you for joining me in this important stage. Keep these reflections in mind as you continue your journey in data analytics.